brought to you by Penguin.
Okay, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea by Patrick Frayne. Read by Patrick Frayne. Patrick Frayne spent most of his 20s trying to be a rock star before turning to the much more stable and secure world of journalism. He is a feature writer at the Irish Times. Okay, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea is his first book. This book is for Paul Clancy and Barry Jordan, who are missed. Preface. My friend Corncrake rings me. After some preamble about the events of the day, he says, I read the story you sent me. Oh, I say. It's very well written, he says. Thank you. But, here it comes. I'm not sure who's going to read this. Why? Well, it's just about your life, he says. It kind of feels like stuff you should be telling a counsellor, really. Oh? I mean, it's stuff that happens to everyone, he says. Okay. If I was going to read a book about someone's life, it'd be someone like Julius Caesar or Napoleon or some famous general. Julius Caesar, Napoleon, or some famous general. It's very well written, he says again. He likes to be encouraging. You know, there's a whole genre of work that's basically memoir writing, I say. People who aren't particularly famous writing about their lives. Really? Even 20-somethings write memoir essays now, I say. It's a very popular genre. Really? Are you sure? I'm sure. 20-somethings? That sounds kind of stupid. Are you sure? It does sound kind of stupid now that I've said it out loud. I'm sure. There's a long pause. Well, you'd know better than me. And then, it is very well written. But you'd prefer if it was about Julius Caesar. There's a pause. Or Napoleon, or some famous general. Thanks for your feedback, I say coldly. No problem, he says cheerfully. It's the military life for me. Every man thinks meanly of himself for not having been a soldier. Samuel Johnson. When I was 12 years old, my army man father brought me on what I took to be a bonding father-son camping trip in a stretch of the Wicklow Mountains. My mother drove us to the edge of civilization, where we got out of the car and walked up a dirt track. Along the way, my father cut and carved two walking sticks out of blackthorn branches, and after a few hours of walking, we camped in the shade of a wood by what I can only describe as a babbling brook, because it was a brook and it babbled. It was idyllic, really. We ate army rations of sausages and beans from little foil tins heated over a campfire, and from time to time, I spoke coordinates that my father called out to me into a little walkie-talkie. Around 20 years later, the family was waxing nostalgic about this over after-dinner drinks. Why did we have a walkie-talkie? I asked. It was a strange part of the memory that never quite made sense. Well, said my father, we needed it to keep in touch with the rest of the men. The rest of the men, I said. I don't understand. You see, there were rumours of an IRA training camp in the mountains, and the Rangers had been asked to investigate, said my father. The Rangers, by the way, were a crack commando squad, and my dad was, at this time, their commanding officer. Right, I said. I figured the terrorists would have their eyes peeled for guards and soldiers. Sure. But if they saw a man and a child, they'd think it was just a father and son on a camping trip. I thought we were a father and son on a camping trip. Oh no, said my father. That was just a cover. A cover. Well, you were really my son, admitted my father. I'm glad to hear it, I said. But we weren't purely on a father and son camping trip, he said. No, I said, a little bitterly. Apparently we were tracking terrorists. My father nodded happily. Was it not a bit dangerous? Asked my wife. What if you'd actually run into trouble? Oh, we were fine, said my father. I was armed. You had a gun, I said. Again, my father nodded happily. In a shoulder holster. What type of gun? Asked my wife, whose hippie parents wouldn't let her play with toy guns and who will, certainly, as a consequence, end up killing someone with a gun. I didn't wait for an answer. I could have been killed, I cried.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?